This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News, I'm Lance Pry. At their winter gathering on Capitol Hill this week, the nation's mayors delivered a message to Congress and President Biden: stop the flow of migrants and asylum seekers into our cities and give us the funds to take humane care of those who arrive. Illegal immigration is the top of the agenda at the U.S. Conference of Mayors meeting that ends today. The Supreme Court of the United States failed and still does not know who leaked the abortion draft ruling after the High Court promised to get answers. In May, an online news outlet published a leaked draft of a Supreme Court opinion on a case that eventually led to Roe v. Wade being overturned a month later. It should be noted, clerks and employees who were questioned only did so on a voluntary basis, and the justices themselves were never questioned. Inflation continues to strike out at Americans. More layoffs at Google parent company Alphabet Incorporated is in the works. Alphabet officials reported Thursday it plans to eliminate roughly 12,000 jobs, reducing its staff by 6% and marking the company's largest ever round of layoffs. March for Life is celebrating 50 years in 2023.
This year's event marks 50 years since the Supreme Court's 1973 decision in Roe v. Wade, a decision that the court overturned in June. The theme for this year's March for Life is Next Steps, Marching Forward into a Post-Roe America. Scheduled speakers include Hall of Fame football coach Tony Dungy and Mississippi Attorney General Lynn Fitch, who won the Supreme Court case that overturned Roe. In Washington, I'm Victoria Idoni.
Eight teams remain in the National Football League playoffs with four games this weekend. Two will be played on Saturday and two will be played on Sunday. This is USA News.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is a perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
Washington State's new Climate Commitment Act will not cause gas prices to soar, but it is another tax being imposed by your elected officials.
Inslee says current nationwide price increases cannot be attributed to the program because it's just getting started.
To blame price increases in Arkansas and New York and Connecticut on Washington climate laws is nuts.
Inslee has explained the carbon credits that will spread across gas sales will increase the price of gas a few cents a gallon.
The oil and gas industry projections around any of this are halfway between hogwash and baloney.
The Department of Ecology estimates 2 cents in 2024 and another 2 cents in 2025. I'm Victoria Idoni.
Rock and roll heaven has a new resident.
Singer-songwriter David Crosby has died at the age of 81.
I am yours, you are mine.
You are what you are.
Crosby was a founding member of influential 60s rock bands The Byrds and Crosby, as well as Stills and Nash, which later became Crosby, Stills, Nash & Young. His wife said in a statement to Variety that he died surrounded by family after battling a long illness. Crosby was elected to the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame twice. I'm Dave Collins.
Thanks for listening. It's well appreciated, and a TGIF to you, my friend. I'm Lance Fry, USA News.
President Biden recently released a massive $6 trillion budget, the largest budget in U.S. history. And guess who pays the bill? That's right, you, the American taxpayer. American citizens and business owners will be paying more taxes. That's a fact. And if you owe back taxes, they will be coming after you to collect payments. In fact, President Biden also hired thousands more IRS agents to go after you. If you got a letter from the IRS and you know you owe back taxes or you haven't filed in years, don't put your head in the sand. Call us today. We've saved our customers millions of tax dollars. One quick, free phone call will show you how we can reduce your past tax bill and save you thousands. Guaranteed, or you pay nothing. Call now.
800-932-1597. 800-932-1597. That's 800-932-1597. Paid for by the Tax Helpline.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. Stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on.
Well, good morning, America. 6 minutes after the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here. We've got John Fleetwood with us now. John is the editor for AmericanFaith.com. Hey, John, how you doing, buddy?
Hey, Bill, doing fantastic. How you doing this morning?
Hey, I'm doing terrific. Good to have you here. Lots to talk about. Hey, real quick, I just want to get your run, because I know you've been tracking on this for quite a while. We've talked about it many times, and, of course, we got the meeting of these, you know, just the uber-intelligent, allegedly, self-appointed, the World Economic Forum types at Davos, and, you know, you even have Greta Thunberg saying enough of this hypocrisy.
Yeah, did you see what happened to her in Germany?
Which part? There were several things that I saw. What are you talking about?
So I saw, gosh, I can't remember what it was, earlier this week.
Mm-hmm.
I think it was Monday or Tuesday. I finally caught wind of what happened in Germany over the weekend. So she went and was protesting some construction, had something to do with something with oil. So she's mm-hmm. there. And she's protesting, and the mainstream media was reporting that she got arrested by German authorities. And I was like, this is, you know, kind of interesting coming from the right, who I'm, you know, against the whole climate change myth, you know, that the World Economic Forum is pushing.
Mm-hmm.
So I saw it. I thought, all right, that's interesting news. I know our readers, you know, would want to know this. So I reported it, you know, that she got arrested.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it wasn't really the full story. The next day, I see, I'm seeing on social media there were other angles of footage that was shot of her being arrested. And Bill, it looked like it was a photo op. I mean, she's standing there with these police officers. First of all, they said they detained her and then they let her go because they had to do an ID check,
mm-hmm.
which is like, it's Greta Thunberg.
Yeah, right, exactly.
Like,
yeah.
And it's Germany, so it's in Europe. So they're even more aware of, you know, Thunberg and all of her antics. So that was a little suspect. But there's literally video of her standing there with these German police taking pictures, smiling, and she's not like pushing back or anything or fighting the cops or anything, and they pick her up. And as she's being hauled away, she's smiling, and there are these pictures of her smiling being hauled away. So the whole thing just looked like a photo op.
Mm-hmm.
It was just a really bizarre, you know, thing. But yeah, she's apparently come out against the WEF because she's catching on. The headlines were that in Davos they had 1,000 jets that were flying in these private jets. Why is that a big deal? It's a big deal because the World Economic Forum is pushing this climate change myth.
Right.
And
yes,
this is yet another reason how we know it's a myth, Bill, because they don't put their money where their mouth is.
Right.
It's like if I went around telling everybody I'm a Christian and I love Jesus and, you know, do unto others, and then you saw what I do in my daily life, and I'm just this horrible person.
Yeah.
I'm cheating and I'm stealing and I'm breaking all the commandments. You'd be like, this guy doesn't actually believe what he's talking about. He must have an ulterior motive. Well, that's exactly what's going on at the World Economic Forum. They're promoting, they're saying they're for the environment, they're saying we need to lower our carbon footprint, but they're all these elites are flying around on jets, and jets are one of the biggest polluters.
Exactly.
So they don't actually believe what they're saying. The whole thing is that, you and I know this, it's a Hegelian dialectic. They have to set up a fake problem in order to get us to beg them for the solution that they actually had in their back pockets the whole time, which is they just want to collect, they want to centralize more power, and it's not just across one country, it's across all countries. And the founder of the World Economic Forum, Klaus Schwab, he's told us that he's had his his young global leaders, the quote, penetrated the cabinets of world governments. So the
exactly.
media tries to play it off like we're conspiracy theorists, but Bill, he says it. He's injected his own people into the cabinets all across the world, again, to centralize power. They want all the power and control. And I don't get why nobody's reporting on it, except you and American Faith.
Well, because they're all in on this, but the thing is, you know, common sense Americans and citizens of the world, they're getting it. Because there's no
right.
proof. In fact, the data in the science says just the opposite, to your point. There's no congruency. If there was causal effect on all that Al Gore got so animated about, I mean, he channeled his Greta Thunberg. I don't know if you saw him the other day. He was so emotional. I thought, man, his head's going to explode here. And two things, you know, first of all, I said, oh, man, this poor man, you know, he needs some medication. The other thing was, thank God he wasn't the president. I mean, because this is insane. Because, like you said, this is about a whole, you know, shadow government agenda that people are saying, wait a minute, this isn't about freedom. I mean, this is, you know, a trap is being set here. We're being worked, and they're trying to have their way with us. This is real clear. They're not about life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, by no means.
No, I know you saw that. There's that viral clip of that that Russian-British comedian who was at, where was he? I think he was at Cambridge. No, Oxford. And he was giving some speech on climate change. And, you know, he's talking about how woke culture is training young minds just to forget and not have common sense, like you were talking about. He went on Tucker Carlson, and he said the same thing. He's just, I'm happy people are out there, you know, talking soberly. But there was an interesting fact that this comedian brought up about climate change, and he said, even if, you know, he said, even if Britain were to sink into the ocean, it would only take away something like 2%
of carbon or whatever.
Exactly. It would only help by 2% in that metric, which is just wild to me. It's like they make it sound like it's this huge problem
they
say it's going to take like centuries before there's even an actual like discernible effect on temperature. They say, oh, temperatures are going to rise, but it's like centuries down the line. That's something that, you know, Trump's brought up, which is why I'm a big fan of his, because he understands that this whole, you know, climate change thing's a myth. But But yeah, anyway, this Canadian guy, he's making the same point that you were. This woke culture is training young minds not to think for themselves. And it's sad because they pretend like they're the smart ones and they've got the science behind them, when in reality, man, they're just brainwashed and they don't have the actual facts behind them.
Well, the Bible makes it clear, right? Where does knowledge begin?
Yeah, fear of the Lord.
You know, and this is the problem. I mean, you see what happened in Egypt where, you know, these people came together and, you know, just like everything we know, you and I know and people of faith know about the Bible and about the devil is that he's the great imitator. He lies, he steals, he cheats. So look at who's lying, who's stealing, who's cheating. All right. And that is not the work of God. It's really, you know, it's right there before our eyes, but people are reticent because we're too kind. We don't want to hurt anybody's feelings. But guess what? They're killing people with their ideology. We've got to take a stand against this madness. We've got more from John Fleetwood. Stay with us.
The phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
This is Don Shank with today's global update from the Tide Ministry, sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ worldwide in the languages people were born to speak. There are bearded men all over the world, but there's a distinction between many of those bearded men and the ones participating in the Tide Ministry's Year Beard Challenge. That distinction is in the heart. Christian men putting down their razors and growing a noteworthy beard is an excellent way to start a conversation, opening the door to share about your own faith in Christ as well as what the Tide Ministry is doing around the world. Our goal is to see many more hearts changed through an encounter with Jesus, and the sponsorship raised by the Tide Year Beard Men makes it possible for more people to have their hearts transformed as they hear about Jesus in their own language. To learn how you or someone you know can use their beard to make an eternal impact by helping to share the good news of Christ with people in their own language, visit thetide.org. That's thetide.org.
Packages start at $29.99 a month with signed agreement. Restrictions apply. Speak to a representative for complete offer details. See Vivint.com for license details. Terms and conditions apply.
Homeowners, if you're looking for the best in home security and smart home technology at a price you can actually afford, we have great news. Now you can get Vivint's award-winning home security systems starting at about a dollar a day. U.S. News and World Report has recognized Vivint as the best professionally installed home security system of 2022. And right now, you can get Vivint's home security technology for about a dollar a day. Plus, get free professional installation from a licensed technician. Protect your home and loved ones for as low as a dollar a day. Call right now for your free home security consultation.
800-584-2518. 800-584-2518. 800-584-2518. That's 800-584-2518.
Well, he's a man
managing editor for American Faith, John Fleetwood, continues with us. John, you know, I'm encouraged. I got to tell you, I'm encouraged that America is waking up, you know, to the reality of where we are and what has been, you know, been done to us. As I said, you know, you look at these, you know, these qualifiers. You know, who's stealing, who's cheating, and you know, and who's killing. And you look at that and you measure it against, you know, God's standard of life. Who's promoting life? Who's promoting growth? And I believe that people are starting, you know, to see this because, you know, to think about what Joe Biden did in a short period of time. I mean, even, you know, on Inauguration Day, he kills fuel and then he has the hubris to come back. And I don't know if he fully realized the damage he had done in rendering us energy dependent overnight. And then he comes back and then wants to try to shame the oil industry and the gasoline manufacturers, you know, into, you know, they're not, you know, they're not participating. They're taking, you know, their profits and that sort of thing. I mean, this just demonstrates, you know, what a... what an ignorant individual he is about business and industry. That, you know, people are going to do that which they get rewarded for. And the industry, in order to, you know, to produce and manufacture what we need, there's billions of dollars of investment and years invested. And then, you know, they find themselves in, you know, having to yield to a management. New management now has come in control, and they're doing everything they can to dissuade progress, to dissuade growth. And then he says, well, you know, you need to, you know, ramp it up after he's doing everything. I mean, who's going to invest in that kind of program?
Yeah, I mean, the Biden is actually hurting people in a bunch of different ways. I mean, if you look, even the people who didn't like Trump when Trump was in, I mean, eggs weren't
$8,
you know, $10,
yeah,
or,
exactly,
or whatever.
Right.
Or gas wasn't what it was. So maybe, you know, the mainstream media was coaching your emotions and leading your emotions to make you hate Trump.
Well, but of course.
Even if you just shut politics off, I mean, your life was a lot better before when Trump was in office. Even, I talk to Democrats all the, even in my family, I talk to Democrats, I just ask them a simple question, and I go, let's not get into politics, but is your life harder now than it was under Trump or easier? And all of them, even if at first they, you know, they'll try, oh, well, you know, blah, blah, and COVID and post-COVID, you eventually get down to it, they're paying more for gas, they're paying more for meat, they're paying more for eggs. They've got these 87,000 IRS agents coming after them, right? Mm-hmm. And I've got some hilarious news about those 87,000 IRS agents. It's actually some good news.
Right.
So the IRS, they're having trouble hiring people who, this is a quote from the Inspector General, who are able to pass background checks. So Biden's like, let's get these tens of thousands, almost 100,000 new IRS agents to come after the normal American, the average American. Democrats and Republicans both are gonna be hit by that. And as it turns out, they can't hire anybody. There was an Inspector General's report that showed that this $80 billion plan that Biden's got to hire all these agents, it's facing this challenge where, okay, so they're requiring these background checks, obviously. And here's what the Inspector General said. He said, a continued challenge the IRS faces is having to evaluate a high number of applicants in order to find successful candidates both willing to accept the job, and this is the hilarious part, and able to pass required background checks. Get this, out of more than 565,000, over 500,000 job applicants received until early October, the IRS only recruited around 19,000 workers.
Yeah.
Isn't that insane? Out of 500,000, they could only recruit, only 19,000 could pass a background check. I mean, that just shows what kind of people I'm just blown away that Hunter Biden is trying to get a job with the IRS.
Well, why not? Why not? Well, actually, the IRS wouldn't pay him enough money. I mean, that's chump money compared to what he's used to getting. I mean, for somebody to pay, a monthly rent for, a fair to middling kind of home in Delaware. I mean, this wasn't an estate, but his dad's charging him $50,000 a month. Well, $49,000, plus or minus, what's another $1,000 between friends? But I mean, who, what parent would charge their son, $50,000 a month? For a bedroom at the house. Come on. Any IRS agent would say that doesn't, that doesn't align. It doesn't even make sense.
It's just hilarious to me that this is the caliber that the IRS, I guess, is going to use to come after the average American. I mean, if you think about it, like, what does a background check entail? This was from Good Hire. A background check is a process a person or company uses to check a person's criminal record, their education, their employment history, and other past activities. So apparently, the vast majority of people applying for these IRS jobs have a bad criminal record, they've got bad education, or they're lying about their education.
Well, they probably haven't even paid their taxes as well. You talk about background checks, and it's really so arrogant because we have elected officials that couldn't pass a background check. Trevor Loudon says they couldn't even be a dog catcher. And all the hoopla that we've had about Santos and his whatever you want to call it, his enlarged curriculum. And Vitae and all that, they would have got, but they don't vet these guys. They don't vet people running for president.
Well, Biden lied about his education.
Oh my goodness,
like,
yes,
top of the class,
and all this stuff.
And
that.
All over mainstream media.
Well, they're not about to because they're carrying his water. He's their guy, here they are. They scrutinize Trump to no end. They cause us to spend millions of dollars over a faux report, which was Oppo Research brought to you by the Hillary Clinton campaign, and nothing's done. Other than America is led to believe that, Trump is this awful guy. But America's got to wake up. And just like you said, in talking, to all our well-meaning Democrats and those that hate Trump, I wrote a commentary last year, just said, well, it was actually 2 years ago now. Who told you to hate Donald Trump? I mean, this was the deal. We were conditioned and told, just like what you were saying, to hate Donald Trump. And now you sit there and you go, okay, well, what do you think of Donald Trump now in light of Joe Biden? And in light of the truth, after everything that's come out, all the things that they said Donald Trump lied about, the same people that called him a liar, okay, not one person has come back and said, well, maybe we overstepped and, bad intel, we made a mistake here. No, they're not about to say that. They're holding the line because they feel like, they're going to participate and do everything they can to kneecap, his candidacy and his chance to run again.
Well, and Bill, I was curious for your take on, it looks like the mainstream media is turning on Biden now. Even CNN is actually, starting to press Biden, and they're not, CNN's not legitimate at all. I mean, it's all opinion over there, all just pure propaganda. So it's interesting to me that now it seems like they're starting to be a little more critical of Biden. It's almost like the deep state, the shadow government and shadow infrastructure is now, it almost looks like they're trying to push Biden out. Does it look like that to you too?
Yeah, because I think they see what's coming, and that is that Biden's going to get impeached. And all this stuff is going to come out, and it's going to be hard to refute, John, I got to tell you. John Fleetwood, managing editor for American Faith. Stay tuned. We've got more details, and, of course, John's all over it. Thank you, John. Take care, buddy.
This report is sponsored by Coca-Cola. Start your new year with real Coke taste and zero sugar.
Coke Zero Sugar is now available at participating Burger King restaurants. Coke Zero Sugar will fuel your new year with that great Coke taste. Satisfy your hunger and enjoy Coke Zero Sugar with a piping hot breakfast sandwich, like a sausage, egg, and cheese croissant sandwich. It's sizzling sausage, fluffy egg, and melted American cheese on a toasted croissant makes for a delicious breakfast to start your morning right. And don't forget the crispy hash browns. Or if the flame-grilled Whopper sandwich, BK Royal crispy chicken sandwich, or chicken fries are your fave, you are in luck, because all Burger King menu items pair perfectly with an ice-cold Coke Zero Sugar. It's the perfect no-sugar sparkling beverage that goes great with everything. Coke Zero Sugar is a great way to start 2023. And since you rule, you can enjoy it all year, too, at participating U.S. Burger King restaurants.
USA News Update. Inflation continues to strike out at Americans. More layoffs at Google parent company Alphabet Incorporated is in the works. Alphabet officials reported Thursday it plans to eliminate roughly 12,000 jobs, reducing its staff by 6% and marking the company's largest ever round of layoffs. The Supreme Court failed and still doesn't know who leaked the abortion draft ruling after the High Court promised to get answers. In May, an online news outlet published a leaked draft of a Supreme Court opinion on a case that eventually led to Roe v. Wade being overturned a month later. It should be noted clerks and employees were only questioned on a voluntary basis, and the justices themselves were never questioned. Eight teams remain in the National Football League playoffs with four games this weekend, two on Saturday and two on Sunday. Lance Pry, USA News.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
We're back with you, America. Bill Martinez here. Great to have you with us. It's also great to have John Stitt, the governor of Oklahoma, the 28th governor of the great state of Oklahoma.
Thank you. Thank you. And John Stitt is actually what my dad
goes
by.
No, I'm sorry.
John Kevin. John Kevin. It is John, but I go by Kevin.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah.
And I both.
No, that's fine. That's
fine. Thank you for correcting me.
It sounded like my dad, so that's great.
So all of a sudden you're sitting there checking the thing.
Yeah,
make sure
right.
You say, what did I do wrong? wait a minute. Let me check my business. I am the governor. I'm okay.
That's right.
All right. Yes, Kevin Stitt. Kevin, thank you so much for being with us. Appreciate it. A businessman, I mean, you've got great vision for Oklahoma, and you're really encouraging the state with, expansion goals that are exciting.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah. I never ran for office before and won 4 years ago, just got reelected. And the vision was to be a top 10 state in everything we do. Mm-hmm. And it's just been amazing. When I took over, we were having billion-dollar budget deficits, almost no money in savings. Today we have $4 billion, largest savings account in state history. We cut taxes for every single Oklahoman, and right now we're number 10 in the country in people moving to our state.
Yes.
And because of our pro-business, pro-freedom policies, and so really Oklahoma's becoming the flavor of the month. We've really been diversifying our economy, and it's just some exciting things are happening.
So what do you look forward to in 2023 for Oklahoma?
You know, I tell people, you let Washington, D.C. play politics. We're all Oklahomans, mm-hmm. and let's make our state top 10, and we've got to focus on four things, and it doesn't matter where you're at on the political spectrum or where you live in the state. We got to have the best education for our kids. So I'm going to be focused on funding the student, not just the system.
Yes.
I believe school choice and more options should be for everybody, regardless of your race, ethnicity, or where you live, or how much money you have. We need more options for every single parent, so I'm going to be focused on that. Better outcomes for our kids. And then also infrastructure, something I'm big on, and making sure that our quality of life and our commute times stay ahead of the curve, health care, and then being the most pro-business-friendly state. And that means lower regulation, getting government out of the way, letting businesses go compete. And that's why we're here today at SHOT Show.
Well, we appreciate your presence and also the vision you mentioned as far as, you know, I saw a tweet that you just sent out that you asked for Oklahomans' help with the FCC's national broadband map, and this is all part of this plan.
Yeah, that's exactly right. Well, you know, the feds are mapping out the country, and we knew that some of that stuff was, you know, we had some issues with it, so I was just encouraging Oklahomans, if you're having issues with where broadband is and connectivity, mm-hmm. we want to make sure that we let everybody know as we're designing our plans, we know exactly where we have the holes in connectivity, because that could be a differentiator for Oklahoma, and especially in rural parts of our state, is making sure we have great connectivity. I'll be entertaining tomorrow morning back in Oklahoma. Some feds are coming in town, and we're going to be rolling out our broadband council and what we're going to be doing to get about $1 billion in access all across the state of Oklahoma.
Now, Kevin, did you ever think at this point, I mean, here it is, the first time you ran 4 years ago, you get reelected, what drew you in, you know, into politics?
You know, it was really a faith journey for me. I mean, I'd never ran before and just felt the calling to run, and I believe that's what our founders envisioned, is they never thought politics would be like a profession, like climb the ladder. They thought you'd be a successful business person or farmer or rancher or school teacher, and you'd leave that profession to go serve your state or your country. Mm-hmm. Then you come back to the private sector.
Exactly.
And that's what I promised Oklahomans that I would do, and they saw that in me, that, hey, I'm going to be focused always on the next generation, doing what's right for our state, not the next election. Mm-hmm. And I've been definitely moving the needle there, and people can feel it.
Yeah, they appreciate it. It's been a long time coming that there's a sense of independence and, just as you said, a servanthood attitude from the politician to the constituency.
Absolutely, I think so. And that's really the only way, is when you have a profession to go back to and you've got a better job in the private sector, you're not holding on, and you really can make decisions based on what's best for the future generations. Because I tell people all the time, listen, if all 4 million Oklahomans, that's how many people we have in our state, if they could sit on the couch in my office, it's a no-brainer what to do. But politics and special interest and lobbyists and fancy commercials on TV in 30 seconds confuse people.
Exactly.
But the decisions are really easy. Mm-hmm. I'm always focused on the taxpayer, always focused on the next generation and giving kids and fairness and giving everybody the equal opportunity. There's no such thing as an equal outcome. Mm-hmm. And unfortunately, people think that the government should get involved to try to make things more equal. No. We want to make sure everybody has equal opportunity,
but
it's up to your merits. It's up to your hard work, depending on how you're going to do that.
That's the way we were raised.
That's the way we were raised.
Exactly. Yeah, just like you said, it's commonsensical.
Yep.
You know, it's not brain surgery. But as you referenced earlier, it's what Ronald Reagan said, you know, I'm here from the government, here to help, right?
Yeah, that's exactly right. He says the worst thing you can hear is, I'm here from the government, I'm here to help. And I say it a little differently. I said, listen, you know, government is not the solution. Most of the time, government is the problem.
Exactly.
Get government out of our lives and watch the free market, you know, explode. And I tell businesses, you know, businesses, and I tell all my regulatory bodies, listen, we're never going to play gotcha with business. Mm-hmm. Businesses are trying to do the right thing by their employees.
Right.
They're trying to take care of their customers. If they have happy employees and happy customers, they're going to have a better bottom line.
Exactly.
They're here to take care of the environment. But I think some people from government think that their business is bad and they're out here to try to harm people. No, they're employing people.
That's right.
Exactly. And they're trying to produce a product, and it's an efficiency. And the capital markets are the best system in the world.
It is foundational. It's built into the system. If they violate the system, they're out of business.
That's exactly right. And sometimes that's okay. You have ups and downs, and the riffraff has to get out of the business when you got a downturn. But every margins increase, and everybody does better coming up, and more people get in, and it equalizes, right? That is the supply and demand that we understand as
exactly.
business people.
Right.
And, I mean, we could go off on this, but, you know, that's what's so frustrating about the policies right now coming out of Washington, D.C., how they're attacking the oil and gas industry, and they don't want to have an honest conversation about a reliable energy grid. You can't choke off supply
exactly,
and demands the same, and prices go up.
Yes.
And then they're buying oil from Russia and people that don't like us instead of unleashing American companies to meet the needs of Americans.
Yeah, what happened with being energy independent?
It's very frustrating for people with common sense, and Americans understand that. Mm-hmm. Because they're paying more at the pump, they're paying more at the grocery store with inflation because of these policies. And I also remind people, Oklahoma is not just oil and gas. We're proud of our oil and gas, but we're also number two in the country in wind energy. We're not afraid of renewables,
right, exactly.
But let's have an honest conversation about letting the free market meet the needs of Americans.
And let's analyze it in a fair-minded sort of way instead of based on a fixed agenda and some theory that, you know, how long has this been going on? It's been going on for decades. We have enough information about renewables to know what the smart decision, smart choices should be.
100%.
Right?
And Americans can see through it because, like you said, we have to be energy independent. We should not be putting our faith and our trust into the Paris climate agreements and what the UN is pushing, and we're the only ones stepping up to the plate. Again, Oklahoma has some of the cleanest water, cleanest air in the country, and we do that by more of everything approach. Hydrogen, we're leaning in hard into hydrogen, and I just think that Washington, D.C. can take some common sense from states like Oklahoma.
Yeah, without a doubt, and they can also see what happens on the opposite, going to the state that I was born and raised in, California. Right now, I mean, they've had water problems forever to save a couple of minnows, and they look at it all these years later in the analysis and said, didn't make a big bit of difference, but it caused a lot of people to suffer. And right now they've had 15 feet of water from all these latest storms. They can't even capture it.
It's unbelievable. It is unbelievable. Yeah, you know, our state, we've got more people moving to our state from California than any other state.
Yeah.
And it's just unbelievable. Our state's growing, and people are moving out of these lockdown states that don't believe in personal freedoms.
Well, people will do what they get rewarded for, and this is what they're doing. They're making a choice with their U-Hauls, with their cars, and with their feet, and coming to states that are still free and believe in the free market system.
Yep, that's exactly right.
Well, congratulations, Governor. Thank you so much for being with us. Kevin Stitt, Governor of Oklahoma, the 28th Governor of Oklahoma since 2019, and congratulations on the re-election. Look forward to some great news with your vision that you've got coming up for 23 and the years ahead for Oklahoma.
Thank you so much. Thanks for having me on. I really appreciate it.
Here's a message just for the attorneys out there. So you passed a bar, joined a firm, or even built your own. Now are you finding out that you're doing more administration than actual law practice? Lexicon can help. Lexicon is a legal technology provider with over a decade of experience streamlining administrative tasks, like timekeeping, billing, and more, so you can focus on maximizing billable hours and increasing client satisfaction. Call 855-4-LEXICON or visit lexiconservices.com/go to learn more.
Every one of us invests in what matters to us, yes? From subscriptions to Netflix or iTunes to a protein shake or new shoes, they bring a sense of joy and value to our lives. It's also important that we have a country to save and the next generation to protect. Bill Martinez Live has been increasingly targeted for canceling by a culture that doesn't want to hear the truth. Advertisers who have traditionally supported this show have been compelled to not advertise. Here's author, pastor, and teacher Phil Hotzenpiller on what we can do.
I think we keep swinging the bat. We keep shouting the message out. We keep supporting Bill Martinez Live, who's bringing truth every day to the listeners. Pray to Almighty God for healing of a nation.
In turn, that arms us with the ability to easily engage others in intelligent, reasoned debate. Your one-time gift of $100 underwrites a half hour of BML Live. A $200 gift, an hour. 24 hours of BML Live would be a $2,400 gift. Perhaps you'll join with Bill every month and opt in at $100 per month. What's your best gift in helping Bill influence the next generation with logic, reason, and a love for our country? Your gift of any size matters. Make your tax-free donation right now. BillMartinezShow.com.
and click the donate button. And thank you.
What if people always acted the same way they do when they're driving their cars?
Good morning, Mrs. Blanchard. How may I help you?
I'd like to cash this check.
Sure.
I'll just get my pen.
Come
here
on, lady. Get a move on.
Goodness.
Where'd you learn to bank anyway?
Ooh.
Whoa. Don't you give me that look.
It sure wouldn't be a very friendly place.
What kind of candy do you want, sweetie?
This. No, this.
Pick something already. Come on, honey. We're holding people up. How about this kind?
No.
What is the matter with you people? If you're not going to do something, I am. Get out of my way.
Every day, drivers and their families all across the country are killed on the roadways because of road rage.
Wasn't it a beautiful wedding?
Oh, yes, Mimi. Such a lovely couple.
Excuse me, is this the receiving line?
Yes, it is.
Hey, he cut in line.
I'm a friend of the bride. Do you know the
group? Hey, Al, you cut in line.
Buzz off.
Oh, yeah?
He hit that nice man.
That'll teach you to cut in line, you jerk.
Stop the senselessness of road rage. It's time we all drive with the same courtesy we extend to people in the rest of our lives. A message from the AAA Foundation for Traffic Safety.
Hi, Fred Dwyer here. If you suffer from a serious chronic illness, heartburn, poor sleep, fatigue, brain fog, you need Balance 7. Balance 7 water improves the acid alkaline balance in the body. The right pH helps unlock the immune system. It also allows for better hydration and nourishment during times of medication and stress. Balance 7 works. I know. I use it every day. Now you can try it free. Balance 7 is offering chronic illness sufferers a free gallon of Balance 7 water for the first 100 callers. That's an $87 value free. So call 800-793-9039 and mention my name, Fred. The first 100 callers suffering with a chronic illness get a free gallon of Balance 7 water. So call 800-793-9039, code word Fred, or visit Balance7.com. That's Balance, the number 7.com. 800-793-9039, code word Fred.
We're back with you. Bill Martinez here, just about 14 minutes before the top of the hour. Again, I want to thank you for supporting this listener-supported fundraising campaign we're doing on behalf of the radio show. You know, for 14 years I've been doing this, and, you know, we've never really asked you to participate. We've been able to, you know, through our sponsors, you know, make things happen. And as you know, because of the cancel culture, we have been attacked, and a lot of our advertisers have been dissuaded and, you know, kind of Operation Choke Point. In a sense, where they've been discouraged to participate and advertise with us, you know. But this is the push against freedom and the truth. And so we're turning to you to say, look, it, join us in this fight. We need your support. And the good news is this week, as I mentioned to you earlier, is that we got our nonprofit status. So all donations are now tax deductible. So that is great news. And I thank you in advance for whatever you can do to support. Any donation whatsoever, you know, it will help us in this cause to maintain this outlet that is committed to a biblical worldview and pursuing the truth no matter where it leads. Joni DeBrito is back with us. She's a licensed mental health professional, frequent focus on the family contributor. Hey, Joni, good morning. How are you?
I'm great. Thanks for having me. Good morning to you as well.
Well, I'm excited to talk about this topic, and that is that it is inevitable. All parents will one day face the day that their kids grow up and move out of the home. I guess unless you're Hunter Biden and you've got $50,000 a month of red paper rent. But, you know, that's a whole another story, and I digress, so forgive me. But empty nesters are in the future of all parents, right?
Yes, they are.
Mm-hmm. Hopefully. I know some mothers say hopefully that's the case, but still, you know, there's a transition and there's a dynamic to deal with on both sides for the adult child and the parents, and you know, what they must do in order to adjust to this new dynamic, right?
That's correct, for sure. Yeah, there are adjustments to be made on both sides, and certainly, you know, there are many things that people can do to prepare for their kids leaving home, starting to have date nights and talk more about their dreams for the future and those kinds of things. But I like what you said about maybe, maybe not, because in this day and age, we find that certainly people do experience and enjoy on many occasions those empty nest moments they have together. But it's fairly common that at some point one or more children may come back for a period of time, not necessarily to stay with you forever. But the most recent example, of course, is the pandemic, where there were many kids who had to come home because they lost their jobs and couldn't pay rent, or they were all alone and they couldn't socialize, and so they were getting depressed, and so they came home. So anytime we experience that empty nest time, we need to take advantage of it, plan for it, take advantage of it, but also realize that our kids may be coming back at some point.
That's right. Yeah, life does happen, doesn't it?
Yes, it certainly does. And it certainly has over the last several years as well.
Yeah, without a doubt. But, you know, but there's great opportunity in the empty nest, you know, event and dynamic, as we say, because, you know, you talk about all those times that you wish you had date nights, all those moments that maybe went by the wayside because you had to take care of your children that you and your husband didn't have an opportunity to really talk about. But this is a time to call time out, I think, and, you know, reassess and ask God for a vision, you know, for your family, for your marriage, right?
Definitely. And it's really a time for more communication too, Bill, because as we know, when we are raising kids, there are small moments of time sometimes that we have to communicate with one another. But now with kids and the loss of the distraction of kids, you have more time to just sit down and say, gosh, okay, where are we and what are we doing and what are we hoping for the future and so forth. And I like the date night comment that you made, because one thing my husband and I found when we became empty nesters was that we were a little bit further along the line in terms of our financial health and so forth, so we could do more fun things together because we had a little bit more income to do that, and it was just a new way to have fun and discover each other all over again.
Don't say that out loud, because the kids will hear you and say, Mom and Dad have extra money. Just saying, you know, it can happen, but
right.
But no. But more importantly, is that sometimes, you know, couples, they, when you're so invested in raising children, and all of a sudden that transition comes, your purpose needs to be redefined here and reanalyzed, doesn't it?
Yes. And your dreams need to be redefined, and your way of reconnecting, because remember, during that time that you were raising children, you were also changing and growing and so forth. And depending on how much time you had to communicate while raising children, or maybe didn't have to communicate, your spouse may not even be aware in some of the ways that you've changed. So now you have time that's with undivided attention, and where you can really focus in on one another and say, okay, tell me who you are now. And I say that a little facetiously, but, you know, you can learn new things about your spouse, and that's a really fun thing to do.
Yeah, exactly. And I think that, you know, Dr. Greg Smalley and I talked about this, and that is this idea of serving one another. You know, we read about it in the Bible and, you know, kids and jobs and everything like this. And in that season of our life now, things get to slow down a little bit, and you get to kind of reappreciate one another. And you know, like you said, in the dating process, and letting things be renewed again, and that's got to be an exciting time if you're willing to accept that opportunity and that journey.
Yes, absolutely. And there are things that you can do together as well, serving one another and also serving the Lord, going
exactly.
on a mission trip together,
right.
or ministering to young married couples, or opening your home to various programs that are going on in your church and so forth. So you can serve each other while also serving the Lord.
You know, this is all about reconnecting, reconnecting with your marriage. And, and you know, why the two of you came together to begin with, right?
Right. And, you know, I found a really neat way to reconnect. There are all those little tabletop question games that you can play, and those are really fun to do with a spouse after you've been raising children for a long time. And you may find that you think you know the answer, and then you'll hear a very different answer for your spouse because, again, he or she has changed.
Mm-hmm.
And so those are good ways to reconnect, playing games together, that sort of thing, because usually when we're playing games, we just kind of chat. And the other thing that I would mention is that often, I bet you can identify with this, couples don't always agree on child raising and some of their parenting tactics and so forth. Mm-hmm. When those things are gone and they're not having arguments over those things, then they can kind of begin to talk about other issues because that consumes a lot of time for couples when they maybe a child is kind of going off the rails or struggling or what have you, and one wants to be overly strict and the other one wants to be, you know, overly empathic and compassionate, maybe to a fault, and mm-hmm. often that can cause a lot of conflict. But those conflicts tend to melt away once kids are out of the home. Now, there will still be issues with older children, adult mm-hmm. children, but at those ages, the adult children need to be taking responsibility for themselves.
Exactly. Joni, maybe it's okay for parents, after they realize the kids are gone, that they can take a breath and say, we did it.
Yes, yes. That's
right?
Such a good point. And mm-hmm. even celebrate it. Even,
yes.
You know, not just wait for your anniversary, but maybe have a celebration. I know I talked with someone a couple of years ago who had just finished sending off his seventh child. And he and his wife were in the process of talking about how can we celebrate this beyond celebrating on our next anniversary.
Right. No, that's something to think about that, you know, we just have to, you know, enjoy the moments, and because also, you know, the tough thing about it as well is that the child that you love and you raised and you've been connected to is now, you know, flying like a bird, and they're often rolling, and that tugs on the heartstrings as well, doesn't it? I mean, the whole, you know, spectrum of emotions is involved here.
Mm-hmm. It sure is, and you still want to stay connected with your children. Hopefully, if you had a good relationship with them, you can still talk with them and, you know, invite them over and that sort of thing. But it's also really important for both of you to establish some good, healthy boundaries. So you have some boundaries around, you know, when it's okay for them to visit, when it may not be okay for a variety of reasons. Mm-hmm. And the same thing with them.
Yes.
That, I know I have a daughter and son-in-law who live only a mile away from me, and from the get-go, we talked about, you know, we want you to know we are never going to end up on your doorstep knocking, you know, on the door saying, here we are.
Mm-hmm.
We are going to wait for you to invite us, or we will extend an invitation to you. And we've kept those boundaries, and our relationship has remained very strong because we don't intrude on their territory and they don't intrude on us. And yet when we're together, we really enjoy our time together.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Now, these tabletop questions that you were talking about, you know, are they, do you have access to them that we can share with the audience, or is there a resource there? Because, you know, this is a great idea. So
yeah.
Whatever you have that we can share with the audience would be helpful.
Yeah, and I don't have an actual title, but if you just Google tabletop questions, there are many of them made by many different people, different groups. And, that, you know, they're questions like, talk about a time when you were really embarrassed, or, you know, what did you feel like when you first had a baby, or something like that. And they have different ones. They have ones for couples, ones for families, ones for kids, et cetera.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think they're just called tabletop questions, but I don't have a specific name because there are many, many different groups that have come out with different versions of the same concept.
And there's some homework there that you can do. I mean, you can rifle through those and pick and choose the ones that seem to be more appropriate for you,
yeah.
Right? Yeah.
Yeah,
I think
they're really fun. They're really fun, and it is funny after you have raised children and
exactly.
You kind of are thinking, oh, I know exactly what my husband's going to say here. And then he says something
different.
You see,
things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences. Too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you'd better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.